Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Ever since the past administration rewrote the WOTUS, Waters of U.S. rules, farmers have complained about the government overreach. President Trump has acted. Ag Secretary Perdue has this to say, and I quote, "Repealing the WOTUS rule is a major win for American agriculture. President Trump is making good on his promises to reduce burdensome regulations, to free our producers to do what they do best, feed, fuel, and clothe this nation and the world," end of quote. One of the most important issues of the day is, though, the push to pass USMCA trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. Many of our farm leaders have come to town to pressure the Congress to act. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue has invited all of the farm secretaries of agriculture, Republicans and Democrats, for lunch and a press conference. We have all signed a joint letter urging the Congress to pass USMCA. Farm broadcasters across the country will be reporting on our meeting. Getting the trade agreement done secures our relationship with our two closest neighbor countries and biggest trading partners. Another very important value in getting USMCA behind us is that it will help give us some momentum to move ahead with a deal with China. An early October meeting is expected between our trade ambassador Lighthizer, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and Chinese Vice Premier. So let's hope we can get something done. China just put in a big order for U.S. soybeans, and U.S. pork shipments to China this year are up 62%. I'll be on the farm in Illinois next week. We hope we can get started with corn harvest. Farm work can be dangerous. Secretary Perdue issued a proclamation making this week National Farm Safety and Health Week. So be safe this harvest. In closing, I want to pay tribute to John Oakes, who passed away on August the 6th, with funeral services on October the 26th. John served as my press secretary when I was Illinois State Director of Agriculture and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. John is well known and respected by our nation's farm broadcasters. He was a great guy and a close friend. He had many valuable, creative ideas for me to do when I was Secretary of Agriculture. He had me riding a horse at the Indiana State Fair, bringing President Reagan to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a press conference, singing a song on the Grand Ole Opry, and hosting farm leader events on my farm in Illinois. John will be missed. Our prayers are with his family. And I'm John Block from Washington.